Tennessee education leaders are trying to convince legislators to stand by the new TN-Ready standardized test, which went through a disastrous rollout last year. Some lawmakers have proposed giving districts the option to go ahead with a national test instead.
Education Commissioner Candace McQueen is quick to admit TN-Ready's first year was a failure. There were computer glitches that required moving to a paper-based test, and even that didn't work because of printing problems. But she's still trying to head off an attempt to abandon TN-Ready, which is written by Tennessee educators. She told the education committees she does not like some of the legislation being considered, which would allow districts to take other tests by companies that make the college entrance exams.
We believe having at least two more years of data with additional study would allow us to come to you with something that would be a better option than saying it's all or nothing, because all or nothing is actually not appropriate in this particular situation.
McQueen argues that the suite of tests from ACT and SAT don't get into the specific knowledge students are supposed to pick up in each grade, according to state standards. And that was the reason Tennessee opted to create its own test in the first place. The state has also invested heavily in TN-Ready, signing a two-year contract worth $30 million. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Blake Farmer.